Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. Can I speak with Kayla Petty, please?
Yes, this is her.
Okay, ma'am, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a study of registered voters in Oregon, and would like to ask you some questions. If you qualify to participate in our two-hour study, you will be eligible to receive a $200 incentive. Okay, are you registered to vote in Oregon, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. And all right, ma'am, and do you and any members of the immediate family work in the news media or marketing research?
No.
Okay, and do you any member of the immediate family work in any political organization or an elected official?
No.
All right, ma'am, just to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your race?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and what is your age?
I'm 29.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
From college, okay. And would you please tell me into which of the following categories, you know, the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Okay, just tell me when I get to your category. Under 50,000, 50 to 75, 75 to 150,000, or over $150,000 a year?
Over.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, okay. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would that be definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
If Kennedy is on the ballot, then I'll be voting.
Would that be a definitely or probably?
Yeah. We'll say definitely.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote, ma'am?
Oh, I don't know. I still would have to think about that one, honestly. Yeah, I don't know. I'm really hoping that there's a third party.
Would that be maybe other candidate or maybe undecided or?
Other candidate. If that's an option.
Okay, other candidate. All right, ma'am, if the election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Democrat Janelle Bynum and Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer, for whom would you vote?
What were the two? Sorry.
The first one is Democrat Janelle Bynum. That's her name.
Mm-hmm.
And Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer.
Gotcha. And is that for, what is that for? I don't know. I'm not familiar with
this is for Congress. For Congress.
Oh, Congress? Probably
yes.
Republican. I mean, I don't know either of them, but I lean more towards Republican.
Republican? Okay, so it'd be Lori Chavez Derrimer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the Republican one. All right, ma'am, and how certain are you that you are going to support Lori Chavez Derrimer in the election for Congress? Would that be very certain, fairly certain, somewhat certain, or maybe not all certain?
Maybe not. Like I said, I haven't done much research for Senate.
So maybe just somewhat or not at all certain?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. All right, ma'am, but we're sorry that quarter about, you know, it's already been filled. So thank you very much for your time. Okay, you have a great evening.
Okay, I have a quick question. You said it was already filled. Is it because of the answers that I had given?
Yes, ma'am. You have to qualify and you have to be, like, specific on who you're going to vote, you know, exactly or for sure. That way, you know, they can call you to have them, you know, to that to
gotcha.
Our, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Bye.